news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Florence here. Rob Satter is right where he is, always taking great care of us, always through WKOK Sunrise, so we appreciate that. And in the studio, movie Mike McGranahan is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Professional movie critic. His website's aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Association, Online Film Critics Society. He's a winner of a Pennsylvania AP Award, or Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Award, author of two books, Straight Up Blatant and My Year of Chevy, both available on Amazon.com, at Aisle Seat on Twitter. His appearances are sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. You get the whole introduction today, buddy.
Thank you.
One last time. Okay. So, you got a great review here, I'm sure, for the No Hard Feelings. Please.
In No Hard Feelings, Jennifer Lawrence plays a woman in desperate need of a car for her job. To get one, she answers a Craigslist ad placed by two wealthy parents who are looking for someone to date their socially awkward 19-year-old son. And by date, they mean doing the deed, knocking the boots, getting freaky, or whatever euphemism for sex that you prefer. She gets the job and begins the process of trying to seduce the young man, played by Andrew Barth Feldman, only to find that it's more difficult than expected. He's turned on by her advances, but also terrified by them. No Hard Feelings has a lot of big, raunchy laughs as it explores the uncomfortable interactions between the two main characters. Lawrence proves to be a deft physical comedian. Her performance is fearless, and that includes taking part in a fight scene where she's completely nude. Despite the provocative premise, the movie evolves into something kind of sweet as she helps the kid come out of his shell, and he helps her realize it's time to start being a mature adult. That is to say, the kind of adult who doesn't try to have sex with a 19-year-old to get a car. A few of the gags feel a little forced, but on the whole, No Hard Feelings is consistently funny. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Silver Linings Playbooks.
Wow. Oh, super 3. Okay, and it is, the trailers looks intriguing and hilarious, and she does a good job.
Yeah, it's really funny. I would not have expected Jennifer Lawrence to make this movie. She's an Oscar winner. She does a lot of franchise films, a lot of dramas. Occasionally, she does something lightly comedic, but this is a full-out, raunchy, R-rated comedy, and she has to do a lot of physical humor and things like that, and she proves to be really, really good at it.
She
does. And this
movie
made me laugh a lot.
Pardon me. She does do well at this,
mm-hmm.
So elaborate on that. So, scenes where she's nude, fighting, she just pulls it off like she does everything else.
I mean, that's one of the funniest scenes in the movie. I won't give away the context or anything, but she's just fearless. You know, she takes this role and she runs with it and milks it for all it's worth. And she's very, very funny in it. And this movie made me laugh quite a bit.
And the chemistry between she and the teen is genuinely, you can feel that?
It is. It is. And the movie has gotten a little bit of controversy over the fact that it's about a 32-year-old woman trying to seduce a 19-year-old boy. But the movie goes past that. It develops these characters and the relationship between them. And like I said, it gets kind of sweet as it goes along. The laughs are still there, and there's still some raunchy humor. But, you know, it kind of gets around the provocativeness of its premise and settles into something that's kind of touching at the end.
Well, he's 19. He's able to make
an adult. Right.
Right. He's able to make his own decision. Well, and I guess it is kind of creepy, but it is a comedy. It's fiction, so...
Right, and there's a difference between depiction and endorsement. You know, a movie can
right.
depict something, it doesn't mean it's necessarily endorsing it. But the movie is really, at some level, about helicopter parenting. And these parents are trying to control him, and they're trying to set his life up the way they think it should be, and not letting him be himself. And that factors into his relationship with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, but it turns out to be a learning experience for everybody on all sides.
Yep.
So, it is No Hard Feelings, 3...
Silver Linings Playbooks.
Okay, because of her fabulous performance there?
Right.
Okay, fantastic. All right. Mini reviews. Asteroid City. I saw the trailer. I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just couldn't figure out what was happening, but you could probably tell me what was happening.
Asteroid City, the new movie from Wes Anderson. His movies are never really... they don't have conventional plots, and this one is no different. Nominally, it's about a group of people who go to a stargazers convention in the middle of the desert, but it's really about the people and the characters and how they interact with each other. Jason Schwartzman plays a recently widowed husband who is trying to help his kids through the death of their mother. Scarlett Johansson is a very unhappy actress who's been in a lot of bad relationships. They connect with each other. The movie is filled with Wes Anderson's quirky characters, quirky situations, unusual visuals, but there is some emotion underneath it, and I really, really love this film. It's inventive, and it comments on the process of art in expressing feelings and does a whole lot of things really well. So 4 stars for Asteroid City. I'm a big Wes Anderson fan, and I think that this is one of his best films.
Well, his trailer gives no clue of anything you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, you if you see the trailer, that's kind of what the movie is. You have to put the pieces together. It's about watching the characters and just going with the flow of the very odd things that happen, and that includes an alien encounter at one point. So you just have to go with it and enjoy the rhythm that he brings to it, and I did. And again, I think this is one of his best films so far.
And this is one of the films that you saw in New York, or well, online?
No, this is playing nationwide right now.
Okay, so it's in theaters,
yep.
And so is No Hard Feelings in theaters?
Yes.
Do I have to ask you anymore what's in theaters? Whether it's in theaters or online?
You know, movies are bouncing back, and we're having a great summer, and studios are realizing that there's a lot of benefit to putting movies in theaters. No Hard Feelings is a great example. There have not been that many comedies since COVID. Flat-out comedies, because they've been thinking, well, you know, we'll ship those to streamers, and audiences will come for the big franchise movies, and now they're starting to realize, no, you can put anything back in the theaters and people will turn out if they want to see it.
All right. So 3 or 4 stars
four
for Stargazers. Fantastic. Sound of Freedom, a new movie. Tell us about that.
Yes. This opens on Tuesday of next week and stars Jim Caviezel in a movie kind of loosely based on a true story about a guy named Tim Ballard. He was a former Homeland Security agent, and in the film, he convinces his boss to send him to Colombia to carry out this elaborate scheme that he's come up with to bust child sex traffickers. Now, this movie, some people will be very into this. Some people may be a little turned off by Jim Caviezel. He's a devout Catholic, but he's also somebody who has given some interviews where he has openly floated QAnon crazy, insane QAnon conspiracies, adrenochroming children, stuff like that. So people may be turned off by that, but I want to stress that this is in no way a partisan political film. It's not a faith-based film. It's just pretty much a straightforward drama about a guy trying to carry out this plan to save children. And it's a little slow to start off, but I did get wrapped up in the plot and seeing whether he was going to pull this off, and learning some of the details about how he pulls it off is really interesting. So I'm going to give Sound of Freedom 3 stars. A lot of people will be automatically attracted to this movie. Some people may be turned off by the presence of Jim Caviezel. If you can look past the things he says in public and just go and see the film, you're not going to find any crazy political stuff in here.
And you, for the most part, are able to do that. We see that you just look at the art they put up and offer up, and you enjoy it accordingly.
My job is to review what's on the screen, not the people who made it, not what they say or do. So separate the art from the artist.
The crazies that they are many times. Okay. Or the inordinately amount of attention we give to what they say, even though they're no more informed on many things than you or I might be. Okay, so, yeah, Sound of Freedom gets 3 stars. It almost has a documentary feel in the trailer.
Kind of, yeah. You know, it's a very gritty drama, but it takes on an important subject, and it makes you think about what we can all do to prevent child sex trafficking.
All right, Frederick Forrest, please. Yeah, tell me about him.
Yeah, he passed away this week. Really terrific actor. He was in Apocalypse Now, One from the Heart, Valley Girl in 1983, a movie I absolutely love. Passed away this week, and the movie I want to recommend, if you really want to see Frederick Forrest at his best, check out 1979's The Rose, where he co-starred with Bette Midler. It's a fantastic film, kind of loosely inspired by Janis Joplin. Bette Midler plays a Janis Joplin-like singer, and he's her love interest. interest. A really terrific film. He was a very, very talented actor, kind of a character actor, not necessarily the big A-list star that some other people from the 70s and 80s were, but one of those guys who was always very consistent when he appeared in a film. You knew you were going to see something interesting.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so tough news, I mean, honestly, but I'm glad he had a good career, dead at the age of 86.
Right? Yep.
And John Boyega, of all people, had our update on Jamie Foxx, so we're glad he got some information there.
Yeah, on the red carpet this week, John Boyega, who stars in the recent Star Wars movies, he was asked about his friend Jamie Foxx, and without going into too much detail, he said that he personally spoke to Jamie and that he is improving. Of course, Jamie Foxx's medical condition has been a mystery for months now. Nobody knows for sure what's going on. There's been a lot of rumors. But according to John Boyega, Jamie Foxx is doing better and is improving. So that's some encouraging news.
So we haven't heard anything definitively from Jamie Foxx other than these various rumors.
Right. It's just the rumors and who knows whether they're true or not.
So everything I've heard is rumor. None of it's necessarily fact.
Right. He's very, very
wow.
private and is keeps his personal life under wraps.
Is this the most speculated on ailment in history?
Just about.
I think so. Okay. Well, thank you so much. What are you going to see this week?
Today is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And this weekend, I'm going to be previewing some movies that are coming out in the next few weeks. So,
okay. So we'll look for Indiana Jones at aisleseat.com. And we'll follow you on Twitter at aisleseat. Mike, thank you so much for all your great reviews and wonderful fun and good conversation and for you just being a good egg on here on Sunrise.
Thanks for having me and for all the support over these years. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. This is the highlight of my week. Plus, they come on Friday, so you know, we're ticking backwards to 5 p.m. So thank you so much.